You're listening to an African Elements top news story for June 16, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Who will own the soul of the new DC mayoral transition? On June 16, 2026, voters in Washington, DC will make a historic choice. Mayor Muriel Bowser is retiring from her position after serving three terms. This retirement brings about the first open seat mayoral contest in over a decade. Consequently, the transition comes at a critical time for the district. Additionally, voters are using ranked choice voting for the first time to select their next leader. This new voting method is transforming local elections. Underneath the mechanical changes lies a deeper debate within the Black community. Residents are actively debating representation, civil rights, and local leadership continuity. The capital is facing a crossroads that will shape its future identity. To understand this political moment, one must study history. Following the Civil War, the district became a center of progressive change. During early Reconstruction, Washington, D.C. was the only place in the United States where Black men could vote. This sudden rise of Black political power alarmed the white establishment. Consequently, Congress took drastic action to limit this growing political influence. In 1871, Congress passed the Organic Act, which stripped the city of its local government. This act placed the capital under direct federal control. Senator John Tyler Morgan of Alabama later admitted that Congress had to remove local voting rights to limit Black political power. This historical disenfranchisement deeply affected the struggle of emancipated African-American voters who sought self-governance. For nearly one century, district residents had no voice in their local affairs. During the 1960s, local civil rights activists organized to demand change. The Free D.C. movement emerged to fight for local self-determination. Activists like Marion Barry, who worked with the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, led the campaign. The movement organized economic boycotts of local businesses that opposed home rule. This constant activism eventually forced Congress to pass the Home Rule Act of 1973. This legislation restored the right of residents to elect a mayor and a council. For decades, the struggle against disenfranchisement and voter representation remained a driving force in local politics. For decades, Washington, D.C. was known as Chocolate City. In 1970, Black residents made up 71.1% of the population. Today, that demographic reality has shifted significantly. The Black population has declined to approximately 44%. This shift has divided the district into two distinct geographic realities. Wards 1 through 4 have experienced rapid gentrification. These areas are now home to highly educated, progressive professionals. In contrast, Wards 7 and 8 remain overwhelmingly Black. These communities, located east of the Anacostia River, face decades of systemic disinvestment, high unemployment, and poverty. The division between the wards is highly visible in basic food access. Food deserts are geographic areas where residents lack fresh food. In Washington, D.C., this is a critical racial and economic justice issue. Over 80% of local food deserts are located east of the Anacostia River. The United States Department of Agriculture defines urban food deserts as low-income tracts where fresh food is scarce. This grocery shortage is driven by systematic supermarket redlining. Major grocery chains routinely avoid opening stores in lower-income, Black neighborhoods. Consequently, residents must rely on convenience stores, which increases health risks. The mayoral primary of 2026 presents a battle between two main candidates. These candidates represent conflicting political ideologies within the local Democratic Party. Councilmember Janice Lewis George is a Democratic Socialist representing Ward 4. Her platform focuses heavily on tenant rights, social housing, and raising corporate taxes. In contrast, at-large councilmember Kenyon McDuffie represents a moderate centrist path. He is a former prosecutor who promises inclusive economic growth and public safety. His supporters include real estate developers and older, moderate Black voters. This primary reflects a deep debate over the economic future of the district. The 2026 election is the first time voters will use ranked choice voting. This reform was established by Initiative 83, which passed with 72.9% support in 2024. Under this system, voters rank up to five candidates in order of preference. If no candidate wins a majority of first-choice votes, the candidate with the fewest votes is eliminated. Their ballots are then redistributed to the voters, second choices.
This process continues until a candidate wins a majority.
Consequently, a candidate trailing in first-choice votes can still win the election by building broad support.
Initiative 83 also mandated the introduction of semi-open primaries. This change would allow more than 80,000 independent voters to participate in primary elections. However, the DC Council chose not to fund this provision for the 2026 cycle. The Council cited intense fiscal constraints as the reason for this decision. They argued that they had to prioritize other programs. However, the DC Democratic Party also lobbied heavily against open primaries. They argued that allowing independent voters to participate violated party rights. Critics argue this is a political shift in governance that protects the existing party establishment. Housing policy is another key debate in this transition. Mayor Muriel Bowser championed an ambitious goal to construct 36,000 new housing units.
While her administration achieved significant development, critics argue her zoning reforms accelerated gentrification. Her housing policies prioritized attracting high-income professionals through luxury developments. This approach led to real estate speculation in historically black wards. Consequently, an estimated 20,000 black residents were displaced between 2000 and 2013. The next mayor must address these housing disparities to prevent further displacement. In the case, the local political debate remains bound to the struggle for statehood. DC residents pay federal taxes but have no voting representation in Congress. This situation is a major civil rights issue for the historically black and brown city. Local advocacy focuses on the Washington, D.C. Admission Act. This bill would admit the district as the 51st state. This new state would be named Washington, Douglas Commonwealth. Without statehood, the district's local laws and budgets remain subject to congressional review. The next mayor will lead this critical fight for representation. Copyright, African Elements.